This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It's the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Well, it's all over, and now we can look forward to some debates and a lot of campaigning, as if we haven't had too much already. But DNC 4 got wrapped up last night, and here's what USA had to say.
You can tell that the balloons are down, the fireworks went off, and history was made tonight at the Democratic National Convention. Hillary Clinton accepted the nomination of a major party for president, the first time in American history that's happened for a woman. A powerful program leading up to that big speech. It included a speech by a retired general questioning whether Donald Trump had the temperament and ability to be commander-in-chief, and an emotional speech by immigrants from Pakistan, proud, patriotic American Muslims, they called themselves, whose son was killed working for the U.S. Army in Iraq. They also directly challenged Donald Trump. The father held up a copy of the Constitution, waved it in the air, and asked Donald Trump,
"Have you even read the United States Constitution?"
But, of course, the big event of the evening was Hillary Clinton's acceptance speech, the biggest speech of her political life.
It is with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in America's promise that I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
In her address, Hillary Clinton was trying to do several things. She talked about herself, her personal life, her life story. She talked about the policies that she would pursue if she were elected president, and she took on Donald Trump over and over again.
A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
There were some protests. Some of the Bernie Sanders supporters, disappointed that he didn't win the nomination, came in matching yellow T-shirts. They stood at times, they heckled some of the speakers, and they were somewhat disruptive for Hillary Clinton's speech. She just plowed on. This marks the end of these back-to-back political conventions. 102 days now till Election Day. That sprint has now started.
Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, almost an hour, Scott, of Hillary Clinton. And I got to tell you, I mean, you know, in much the same way as the speech that her husband gave, as Dr. Gorka said, is, you know, the Democrats would want you to suspend reality here. And, you know, and that's what I kept watching. I kept thinking, gosh, how are we going to get these disparate sides together? You know, they're cheering on Hillary Clinton like she's the champion. And it's like, what happened? Did you guys forget all that she did and didn't do? I mean, is everybody just taking, you know, grape juice shooters here and just going along here? I don't know. I'm having a hard time pulling this together. And even the pundits and the people that are absolutely no doubt in the tank for Hillary Clinton, it's like, can you guys give me some objectivity here? I don't know.
Yeah. It's not the person that people that have worked, Secret Service agents and things like that, who have worked for her. It's not the person that they tell you she is.
Painting. Yeah, so. I mean, it's almost the very thing that she accuses Trump of. It's like, well, wait a minute. You know, I could argue your temperament. I mean, based on people that know you, whether, you know, it's Ed Klein, who has many anecdotal inside stories. And, of course, you know, Gary Burns, his latest one as a Secret Service officer, you know, for the Clintons, the stories that he knows firsthand, not that somebody, you know, hearsay has passed on. He's been there when, you know, people have been hit and have heard the language of one Hillary Clinton. So, yeah, I mean, all this stuff, it's all, you know, hey, like I said, we got a little over 100 days now, and we're going to have to filter through all of it. And, you know, along with it, it's hard to reconcile, even as Bill Clinton would say, you know, he wants to square things up. Mike, I'm having a hard time squaring them up, Mr. President. Help me out here. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Megan Barth is next, 5 minutes right now, after the top of the hour. You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
No doubt a majority of Americans say we're on the wrong track, nearly 7 out of 10. That is a huge number. I say that's a good observation. Now, what are we going to do about it? If we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to be a ground-up type of movement, top-down, as you can see. You know, at times very delusional, and you wonder, okay, how can these leaders, you know, take us to an area to where America, you know, should be? And forget about, you know, everything else. It's just certainly with all the potential that's lying there. But, you know, we've heard the speeches, and I'm sure you're probably scratching your head like many of us and maybe a bit confused. But here to clear up the confusion, the one and only Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com and nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Well, Megan, night four wrapped up, and now we've got the sprint to Election Day 2016.
Thank God. And 7 out of 10 people, yeah, 7 out of 10 people also believe Hillary Clinton is a liar. And this is the problem that the Hillary Clinton campaign has, as well as the DNC, especially after WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm.
We now know that the Democrats have no problem rigging a primary election. So imagine what they'll do to the national election. If
well,
they will
what they'll do and what
election.
They've done, what they've done, Megan. I mean, come on. You know, everybody, you know, doesn't want to talk about that 80,000 pound gorilla in the room. I mean, you cannot have, for example, in Pennsylvania, 89 voting districts during Barack Obama's second run for president vote 100%, in fact, over 100%. And then they sit there with a straight face and say, there's no way there's voter fraud. Are you kidding me?
Well, imagine what they'll do. If they'll do this to their own party, if they will rig the election against members and voters of their own party, imagine what they'll do to their political enemies.
Exactly.
And that is the Republicans and the conservative base. There's the most recent post I have up on Reagan Baby is written by an investigative reporter named Katie Grimes, and Katie and I often do pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
However, this piece she did on her own, we were both independently contacted by various people after the California primary screaming about how their voter registration was changed when they got to the polls. And Katie looked into it in California, widespread voter fraud. We're talking about Republicans and independents that had showed up during the Republican, during the Republican primary, only to find that their registration had been changed from either Republican or independent to Democrat, so they could not vote in the Republican primary.
Right.
And the independent votes are very important to the Republicans this year because of the crossover into, you see how Trump is leading and independents and Republicans and other demographics that he's chipping away from the Democrats, you know, the demographics that he's chipping away at. So we need to make sure that we have our arms around this threat to our republic. Because as we've seen in the past, and as you've mentioned, the Democrats will lie, cheat, and steal. And it's the only way they're going to be able to win this election.
Well, there was so much about the California primary and that whole final, you know, Tuesday primary that went on, starting with AP announcing 2 days previous. But, you know, this is what the Democrats do, whether it's Harry Reid, I mean, on down the line, they'll go ahead and lie and turn the table upside down, be found out later and just say, well, you know, he didn't get elected anyway. And, you know, there's no recourse because the election's already happened. The ballots have been cast and everything has been determined and certified. So now you can't come back and say, hey, wait a minute. You know, this is, you know, we need to at least put an asterisk on this deal and say you guys cheated. You know, you can't do that.
Well, the amount of fraud that Katie uncovered in California, and we'll be doing a national story about this as well, so don't worry. The amount of fraud that she covered, you would think that anyone in the press might pick it up instead of a local investigative reporter writing on my site. Mm-hmm. This should be statewide news as well as national news. But again, the WikiLeaks document uncovered, not only did the Democrats rig the election, the primary election against their own people, stage protests and then blame Bernie Sanders, as well as a host of all other unethical and amoral actions. What it uncovered, the DNC leaks, was that the press, as we suspected, as conservatives had said for eons, that the press is colluding with the Democrat Party and colluding to a point to keep the people ignorant. This comes directly from DNC WikiLeaks. They needed to keep the people ignorant. So what does the press do? And the press, I mean by CNN, AP, Reuters, MSNBC, etc. They would change the narrative. They would create narratives, headlines. They would create talking points for people on the left, as well as the left would create talking points for the press. So the press is no longer a free and objective press, as we've suspected for eons. It's been proven.
Exactly.
They are an arm, a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party in order to keep the people ignorant.
Well, and the other thing to stop and consider here, Megan, and this is, I think, is the overriding issue, and that is the arrogance of the Democratic Party. And that came out in the WikiLeaks email as well, is that the people are just too stupid. And they're so fortunate to have people like Bill and Hillary Clinton and the Democratic apparatchik to hold this all together, because without them, I mean, when Hillary talks about a village, she's referring to the village. And the village is when you know, the Democratic Party, when the leaders like Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and herself are in charge, because the minions are just too stupid. They're just not smart enough to make this. And this has been something that's been inherent in the Democratic Party. It's a systemic issue. I mean, again, look at, you know, this movie, Hillary's America, that Dinesh D'Souza brought out. I mean, this is the underwriting, you know, theme of that whole movie, you know, with their association with the KKK and Margaret Sanger and all these things that counter their language. That's why it's so hard to hear them talk about, you know, championing for the poor and the middle class when it's their very policies that have devastated the poor and imploded the middle class.
Well, yeah, and how did the Haiti money work out that Bill Clinton raised? $200 million. It hasn't even made it to the people.
Well, that's why they're outside. That's why they're outside the Clinton Foundation saying, where's the money? And where's the money? It's with their cronies. They're the ones that got the money, and the people in Haiti got nothing. And here it is, our money, the people's money, out of our treasury, out of our hard-earned taxes that we sent over to Haiti to support Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. Per usual, you know, jumped upon all those funds like buzzards, and they took advantage. They got their cut, and the people that needed it and the people that were supposed to get it got bupkis.
Well, yes, and that's how the Clintons went from dead broke to nearly billionaires, hundreds of millions of dollars. I think their net worth is, what, $150 million? Pretty good take in a decade.
Exactly. Well, and then, you know, Barack Obama's probably saying, hey, I like that model. Can I go to the Hillary and Bill Clinton School of Evelyn's Good School of Speedy Richness, based on the people's money. This is Bill Martinez. Megan Barth is with us. More from Megan after the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep. When she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
I love you, Ben. I addressed this convention. You met my two little girls, fill me with pride. You felt for my brilliance, made me a better father and a better man. I know, the same cannot be said for me. My girls remind me all the time. Changed so much, Daddy. I was so young that first time in Boston. Look, I'll admit it, maybe I was a little nervous. I was filled with faith.
I want to talk about me. I want to talk about
that made my story. I stand before almost two terms as your president. I am more optimistic. How could I not be? We've achieved together. We declared that health care in America is not a privilege.
I want to talk about me.
we finally began to wean ourselves. We doubled our production. We brought more of our troops home, and we delivered justice to Osama bin Laden. We shut down Iran's nuclear weapons. We opened up a new chapter with the people of Cuba. We put policies in place to help students than it was when we started. I've insisted that we wouldn't meet all of our challenges in one term. I'm here to tell you, we've still got more work. We're not done, and that is not the America I know. The America I know, the America I know, as I've traveled, as I've rejoiced, but I have also seen. I see people, I see engineers, I see agency Americans. What I see, the America I know. Let me tell you, Hillary and I, we battled. Let me tell you, I was worn out. She was doing everything I was doing. I thought I might have. I asked Hillary to join my team, my staff. Neither of them. I came to realize, I understood. Trust me, I know. But I promise you, when we keep at it, when we change enough minds, when we deliver enough votes, we've got to engage. We've got to reach out. Yes, I can. Got me think the way I told you. My Kansas grandparents, they taught me. My grandparents and my grandparents.
Talk about me. Want to talk about number one. Oh, my. What a thing, what a like, what a know, what a want, what a see.
So, my grandparents, my mother, my grandparents, half Kenyan grandson. My grandparents taught me, and I have confidence. So I leave this stage tonight. My time in this office, there's still so much I want to do. The tough lessons I've had to learn, where I've fallen short. I've told Hillary, and I'll tell her, picked me back up. The letter I keep on my wall urges me to keep fighting the painting I keep in my private office, given to me by her parents so I wouldn't forget. He disagreed with me on everything. I try to be a good man, to salute and shake my hand. I didn't really understand. I am so proud. You picked me up, and I hope sometimes I pick you up too. I ask you to do for Hillary Clinton what you did for me. I ask you to carry her the same way you carried me. You're who I was talking about when I talked about hope. My dogged faith in our future. Now I'm ready to pass the baton. I'm asking you to join me.
I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me. Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh, my, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see.
Bill Martinez live.
Want to talk about me.
Megan, I know after all that, that's a real quick blast of the president's speech. I, me, mine. And, oh, Lord, it's enough to blow your head off, isn't it? It's just about 22 minutes up to top of the hour. Our conversation with Megan Barth continues, the founder and proprietor of BreganBaby.com. I mean, that surmises everything. If you've got ears to listen, you know, in terms of the attitude of the Democratic Party, but yet there's still people there that are more than willing to take the grape group, the grape juice shooters.
Yeah, the world's longest aria, I call it. We've been listening to it for 7.5 years. This is why, you know, Congress and politicians in general are only polling at 13%. There is so much centralized power in D.C. now because of the expansion of government under Barack Obama, because he has used the departments and the bureaucracy as hitmen against his political enemies. And then you have someone like Jonathan Gruber, and we were just talking about this before we went to break. He's the one of the architects of Obamacare, which Obama claims is his signature piece of legislation. My God, help us if that is. But basically saying that the American people are just too stupid and too dumb to understand better. And this is what the Democrats need. The Democrats need people to be dumbed down to the point whereby they believe that the lie is the truth and the truth is the lie. And I believe that the truth is going to be the revolution that will set this country free. Because if you notice how Trump started out his speech at the convention with that, I'm only here to tell you the truth, or this is going to be based on the truth. And this is movement politics. Bernie promised the same thing. When Bernie was polling, everyone basically thought, and including myself, that the guy's honest. You know, it's not like Bernie's up there telling a lie. Yeah, we're going to disagree on what his ideology is and his political philosophy. I'll disagree with him on that. But he's an honest guy. He campaigned an honest campaign, and that's why you saw Democrats and independents rallying behind Bernie just like they were Donald Trump. Movement politics 101. People are tired, sick and tired of hearing lies being distorted into the truth. they know better. They understand what's going on in their communities. They understand that their costs have gone up and their incomes have gone down. They can feel the pain of progressive policies.
Exactly.
And they know that Washington is broken. So the two outsiders in the primary race, both Sanders and Trump, and I believe that Sanders, honestly, and now we see this now with the DNC leaks, he should have been the nominee if the election was not rigged.
Exactly. Yeah, well, you know, you look at the amount of votes that went to the outsiders, Donald Trump, and they make Donald Trump sound like, you know, he's this nothing kind of guy, the way, you know, they refer to him so much. I mean, you know, I thought, gosh, you know, what did she mentioned his name like over 20 times, I think, in her speeches. It's like she's got to be scared without a doubt because she keeps on hammering this issue. And but they, you know, lest they forget in the Democratic Party and some of these comments, you know, that they make, the guy won out over 16 other, you know, polished professional politicians. I mean, you know, this was a quality field. You know, who did she win out over?
Well, she didn't win. They
yes,
cheated. She didn't win anything.
Yes.
They stole the primary election from Bernie Sanders. That's what the Democrats do. Hillary Clinton is a beatable candidate. They are scared to death of Donald Trump. How do you know that? Just like what you said. They constantly refer to him. I think in the platform, in the Democrat platform, they talk about him 62 times. What does that tell you? And it's interesting because they've never met anyone like Donald Trump before. And quite honestly, we, as political savages that we are, really haven't seen someone like Donald Trump before. At least I haven't.
Yes.
Because he is engaged in a asymmetric political warfare.
Yeah, without
he
a doubt.
He comes at them at angles that they have never seen before. They are not going to know how to react to his attacks.
Well, and the
thing
that, you know,
on the stage with him, when Hillary gets on the stage with him, she's not good on her feet.
Yes. Well, I know they're already talking. They're already talking about what the debates are going to, you know, be formed like, and, you know, and to hear the Democratic version, it's like, okay, we'll see. You know, are you ready to rumble? I mean, because it's going to come down and it's going to be ugly because, you know, Trump, like Bernie, you know, they believe in what they're saying. I mean, you may disagree, just like you said, your point's well taken. You may not necessarily agree on style points or even the ideology, but it comes from their heart. I mean, they believe this. I mean, and Trump has enough evidence, and he's an empiricist, so he looks at the facts because he's a business guy. You know, he knows there has to be the right foundation and things to, you know, build up buildings, and that's the way his life has been constructed. So you tell me he's not going to do the same thing, whether it's a debate or in running this country?
Well, and one of his most brilliant statements was at a press conference. Now, keep in mind, Hillary hasn't had a press conference in close to 300 days.
Yes.
Donald Trump takes the stage a couple days ago, has an hour press conference, and basically jokes and asks Russia to find the 33,000 emails. The Democrats freak out. Well, why are they freaking out if it's only yoga positions and
exactly.
wedding emails?
Right. Well, you know, and of course the media, as you said, the PR arm of the DNC, clearly now, they go sideways over this deal. Oh, you know, he's asking our enemy to go in. Well, the server's down, so there's nothing there. So, you know, it's just like, hey, let's just turn this out. And of course, Julian Assange has already said, get ready, because you think you've seen so far is it's nothing. This next wave, you know, put on your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only Megan Barthwood is Megan. It's always good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming at 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Galderma Laboratories. Did you know that an average day for a professional chef is up to 14 hours long? That means 14 hours of prepping and handling foods that require constant hand washing. That is why Galderma Laboratories has partnered with the American Culinary Federation, AZF, to share the first over-the-counter two-step regimen for hard-working hands. Excipio Protect and Repair intensively moisturizes to repair dry skin and soothe itchy, cracked skin. Step 1 is a daily protection cream that functions like a glove for your hands throughout the day. Step 2 is a rapid repair cream, which can be used at the end of the day to hydrate dry skin, alleviate itchiness,
and provide relief overnight. In a survey conducted of more than 75 chefs from the ACF, 95% said they would recommend Excipiol to anyone who has dry hands. Because dry skin doesn't just affect professional chefs, it could affect anyone. Excipiol not only treats your dry hands, but also protects them against external irritants. To learn more and receive a discount on your purchase, visit Excipiol.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Sebastian Gorka is with us, chairman of the Threat Knowledge Group, author of the book Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. And the question is America and its allies ready to start winning? Dr. Gorka, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Very well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I guess that's the question. You know, I just got back from Ireland myself, Dr. Gorka, and the people are rather perplexed as to how disunified the international community is over, you know, this jihad issue. I mean, and even in light of what happened over the weekend, you know, in Nice, it's like how many more incidents like this does the international community have to be subjected to where they finally just say enough of this?
Yeah, that really is the question. We see nations respond with lots of words and platitudes. France, that has suffered so very much, seems to be doing things a little bit differently after the previous attacks. They actually reinstated their borders. They started to kind of renationalize national security. Maybe that is what is required. The international multinational response always seems to be, you know, hashtags and changing your profile picture on social media. But that's not going to defeat the jihadis. So I think we're lacking the leadership required to deal with the threat we have today. And unfortunately, the jihadis keep on killing, and we keep on not responding in the requisite fashion.
Well, it's common sense, and for you as a threat expert, you see what's going on. I mean, it's got to be like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It's just screeching and rattling your eardrums to such a point to go, you know, what is it? Why are they not getting this? It just seems so obvious that action versus inaction means that he who has action is going to overcome the one with inaction, and that's what's been going on.
Yeah, I think, you know, in the case of our own country, it's obvious why it's not working or why we're not taking necessary action. It's because we have a political elite that is constantly misdiagnosing the problem. If you say that, you know, jihad is a word you're not allowed to use, if you say religion is not relevant to this war, if you say that it's just about unemployed people, then you're going to come up with the wrong answers. If you deny the reality that we are fighting a totalitarian enemy that is using religion and that these people are evil, they're not victims. The current administration, with their jobs to jihadis mantra, are really, really making out that the people we are fighting are the victims because they've been dispossessed, unemployed, or what have you. Mm-hmm. And it is not reality. It beggars belief, and it will constantly bring the wrong response. So the last 7.5 years have been a lesson in what not to do when faced by groups like Al-Qaeda or ISIS.
Yeah, but are we learning the lesson, though, Dr. Gorka? I mean, we're that definition of insanity, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about it. I always think that, you know, with the latest attack, I pray to God and I say, okay, this is it. This is the one when President Obama and the White House are going to say, okay, we messed it up, we got it wrong, and now we're going to take the threat seriously. I thought this would happen in San Bernardino. Mm-hmm. I thought it would happen in Orlando. But no, it's guns. They blame guns, and they come out with asinine statements at the cabinet level that, for instance, from AG Lynch, yes, our greatest weapon is love.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that didn't work against Hitler, and it didn't work against the Soviet Union, and it's not going to work against Al-Qaeda or ISIS.
Well, Gorka, Dr. Gorka, you, where you grew up, you understood the clear contrast between good and evil, because you could talk about it in that context. Here in America today, if you bring up evil, then it for some reason, it triggers some sort of religious defensive mechanism. This is, oh, we can't think of something as evil. But if something is evil right in your face and you deny it, then you allow evil to take precedent and take over. And that's what's been happening. And President Obama, you know, sadly, as you say, has denied the obvious, and he doesn't want to call it for what it is. You know, even Bill O'Reilly finally came out, and he had a kind of a delicate way to say that he is compassionate towards, you know, towards Muslims. I think it's more than that, but that's okay. But at least he's seeing that. Look at the fruit of his decisions. The fruit of his decisions are pro-Muslim and they're anti-American. I don't know how else to describe it. Do you?
Yeah, it's a huge problem that goes beyond just national security in general, whether it's, you know, the Black Lives Matter and what they've caused in America for our law enforcement officers. It's actually a really big philosophical issue. It's the denial of the existence of objective truth. That's our bigger problem. And that's why you can't say words like evil, because, you know, all cultures are equal, or maybe, you know, we have to bend over backwards to respect certain cultures. So if you did look at our official documents, but just, you know, any of your listeners can, you know, download the unclassified national security strategy of America, or any defense department strategic document. We don't even use the word enemy anymore. What does that tell you? If you don't use the word enemy, how will you even defeat your enemy?
Exactly.
That's the real question.
Well, and this is the problem, is we've colored it in such a way to where we've made ourselves so neutral and non-gender overseas that we're doing the same thing here in America. So why are we surprised with the outbreak of Black Lives Matter and the other aggressive moves that are being made by evil people?
Yeah, there's a connection between these two phenomena, Black Lives Matter and the jihadis. And it's that the perpetrator of the violence is really the victim. And the victim is the cause of the violence. It's the cops. Oh, the cops bear the force of the violence.
Right.
It's the same thing. So again, with reality is being turned on its head. Everything, you know, black is white, white is black. And again, that's why the threat will get worse before it gets better, because our political elite denies reality. It is the agitators that are making the problem worse. It's the politicians that sow divisiveness amongst the society. That truth cannot speak its name.
Well, and you hit the nail on the head, Dr. Gorka, and, you know, even Jesus was asked at one point, you know, by the leadership at that time when, you know, Jesus talked about truth and how important it was. And Pontius Pilate said, you know, what is truth? And this is where we are in America today, is we mockingly ask the question, what is truth? And it's like we're denying the obvious here, aren't we?
Wow, we could have a long discussion about that. And
I'm sorry. You kind of opened that up a little bit. I just kind of, you know, went with that. So forgive me. And yes, you're right.
No,
we can't open that up.
Look, you're absolutely right. You won't find any disagreement from me. This is the deeper truth. When you say all cultures are equal, open the borders, everything can be negotiated. You can talk. You can sit down and negotiate with the mullahs who want to destroy us. And every Friday, say we are the evil empire and we should be nuked. I mean, that's the absurdity.
This is
where you get. I mean, Pontius Pilate's statement gets you to a place where you think giving the Iranian regime $150 billion when they want to kill us is a good idea. You absolutely nailed it, Will.
Well, Dr. Gorka, again, congratulations on the best-selling book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. The big takeaway here, 30 seconds for America today as it stands as we go into Cleveland for the Republican National Convention. What do we need to keep our eyes open for?
Well, I think we just have to recognize that November will not be about Obamacare. It's not going to be about pocketbooks. It's about national security, and Hillary will make the situation worse. At least Donald Trump, although he doesn't have a background in national security, he wants to win a war.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Oh, they're not going to understand me. I'm not going to be able to understand them.
Now, look, honey, they speak a few words of English. You speak a few words of Spanish.
Oh, I've forgotten my Spanish.
Well, you took it in high school, didn't you? Don't you remember anything?
I remember I flunked.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to be in the running for that Miracles from Heaven DVD Blu-ray disc that we're giving away. Real simple. No purchase necessary. All you got to do, drop me an email, bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Give me your address, okay, so we know where to send the DVD Blu-ray disc and all that good stuff. Just tell me, hey, put me in a hoppa. We'll put you in a hoppa. We draw your name. You win the DVD. Everybody's happy, and you'll enjoy the movie, you know, for years to come and share it with all your family and friends. Hey, it is time for the one and only, yes, the Lucy girl. We're talking about Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us right now. Lolo, how are we doing?
I'm finally getting over jet lag from my trip from China. I'm just now in the past couple of days going to bed and getting up when the United States people, American people, get up and go to bed. I mean, it took me a long time. They say that when you travel overseas, especially if you stay a couple of weeks like we did, that it takes the same amount of time that you travel away to get back on the schedule. So I did it more quickly than that. But now I'm good. But it was rough for a little while. I mean, for like 4 days, you didn't want to be around me. When mama doesn't get sleep, it's ugly.
Oh, yeah, really. I mean, you know, hide the dogs, all 16 of them. You know, do it again.
You have your own restriction from telling that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I promised I would never bring that up, that you have 16 dogs. I promise. I'll never.
It up every week.
I will never say this again that you have 16 dogs. We love those dogs. You know, and
listen, we had to talk to somebody about cleaning our house the other day, and she called, and I'm like, okay, do you like dogs? Because we have animals. I mean, all of us that have animals know there's extra hair and all that rigmarole. Right. Uh-huh. And she said, oh, I love dogs. I'm like, but do you like a lot of dogs? And she's kind of like, how many? I'm like, it doesn't matter how many. We'll work through it. As long as you say you like a lot, we'll be good.
That's right.
And so she's coming this weekend to kind of see what she thinks. And I'm just
going, she hasn't been there yet. Oh, my goodness.
No, Saturday she's going to come by to kind of tell us, you know, hey, this is how much it'll be, you know, can I handle this? And I said, oh, you'll love them. I said, once they get to know you, it's going to be great. But, it is a little overwhelming when you first walk in the front door.
Well, there's just something special being licked up by 16 animals, you know.
You feel loved and you feel protected. Hey, when you have 16 dogs, you don't need an alarm. You don't need to pay for that.
You don't need an alarm. You don't need a rooster. You got 16 dogs. It's all good. Hey, speaking
of reconcile our vet bills, but
Well, speaking of alarms and that, I know that it's been hard for you to, you know, watch what's going on with the DNC, but it is all over the TV. I mean, I couldn't imagine. Mm-hmm. But I like what Dr. Sebastian Gorka had to say because it gave me some comfort. He says, you got to go along with the Democrats. Just want you to suspend reality, and if you do that,
they're in La La Land.
and you kind of look at it like a, you know, a bad reality TV show, then you go, but the, you know, the problem is, though, Lauren, you're watching people and they're all excited and they're applauding, whether it's the mothers of the movement or, you know, Joe Biden or, you know, the lies that are perpetuated there. And then, of course, the vice president choice. Oh, my goodness. I mean, what a train wreck. I mean, I'm listening to this guy and I'm thinking he's a total caricature. Saturday Night Live is going to have fun with this guy. I mean, he makes a statement and then he throws in a little Spanish, you know, si se puede, and he's throwing up thumbs and, you know, like the typical caricatured, you know, politician. And I'm going, my God, probably the most boring vice presidential acceptance speech I'd ever heard in my lifetime.
Well, and I think a lot of people are feeling different things. I think a lot of people are feeling like me, Bill, where they're saying, I can't watch it. Like, I mean, I pass through the kitchen, I pass through your room, and I'm like, ooh. And I'm like, I need to be watching this so I know what's going on, because we all need to be educated. But it's hard to watch it. It's hard to bear it. But those moments, you're kind of glad, going, this might turn out all right for us.
Yeah,
you know,
really.
And that's sad. You're like gloating and cheering, you know, when they fall by the wayside. But the thing I wanted to address is Trump making the comment about Russia, you know, getting the 300,000 emails or 30,000 or whatever, 30, 000, however much
right,
it was.
Right.
300,000 sounds better, but yeah,
yeah,
30,000.
Right. There's probably another 300,000 sitting around, but I think it's 23,000 or something.
23,000. We're going to round up to 30,000.
Okay.
And, you know, he was just being sarcastic, but the point that he was making is something that we all need to consider. The point he was making is anyone could have them. Any country could have them. The server was not secure, and that's the reason that all this is, we're all in uproar. I mean, these were covert things that other countries could easily know about because it's not secure. So he was just making that point, and he's not really backing down from it, and I don't know why they're so up in arms, because the bottom line is they could have them.
Well, the thing is they want to continue to deceive everybody, and, you know, and they love, you know, Trump, you know, chiming in on this because it gives them cover, because now they're not talking about, just to your point, they're not talking about that they violated the law, they gave up this information, they've made us vulnerable, and heaven knows, maybe Vladimir is getting caught up on, you know, all of Hillary's Pilates lessons and all this other stuff, you know, and he's out there exercising there at the Kremlin. What do you think? Yeah, you want to buy into that, right?
Nothing would surprise any of us anymore at this juncture. But the thing that has been surprising is my husband has a Twitter account. Now, I know I need to get a Twitter account. Everybody has them. But, I mean, Facebook's about all I can manage, especially with all the kids we have. But he has a private name. You know, so when you have a private name that's kind of been made up, which a lot of people do on Twitter, you can kind of vent, say whatever that you want to say. And he and I had this conversation. I said, but you know, we're going to have to start standing up for what we believe for the sake of this country and saving this country and this God-fearing country. And we're not going to be able anymore to do it covertly. And we're going to have to say, if you don't like me, that's fine. So he actually went on, you know, like Facebook, and he said, this is how I feel. And he took backlash from people that he was shocked by.
Yes.
And he's like, what are you talking about? I mean, are you not looking at who this woman is? If everybody knows it, these are not rumors. These are things that have been proven that she's done, but you want her to represent you? And so that's the thing that's really taking us back. And then what I find myself doing every day is going, okay, I want to pick my battles, and they're going to be more than few, but do I want to take this battle on? And you know what? I think we're going to have to, with certain people, go, do you understand what you're doing? We're going to have these conversations. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a fight.
Well, there's no question. When you watched what the DNC is talking about, and like I said, the suspension of reality that must take place. I mean, you hear Bill Clinton talking about Hillary Clinton like it's some sort of incredible.
Like Rebecca Sunnybrook Farm.
It's a love story, and then you go, wait a minute. This is the same guy whose comments to his girlfriend was that she had hairy toes and she wasn't very beautiful. You know, and it's like, okay. And I kept thinking.
Listen, Bill, she's not Allie McGraw. She's not. I'm sorry. I know that, you know, you're trying to make it that way, but everybody knows different. I mean, that's crazy. We all know what happened when he was in the White House. I mean, he's just looking stupid. He should be going a completely different direction. But, like it's just like watching Obama go, and this was, what, a week or two when he was saying, the country is more solid than it's ever been. Mm. It's safer than it's ever been. And now every day that we turn on the television, we're wondering what ISIS has done. Now you have this precious, what, 85, 86-year-old priest.
Exactly.
That's just been killed. And, you know, and then Donald Trump is going, we're taking him out. And I'm like, we have got to get him in office to save our country. We don't want to be every day going, is Hillary in cahoots with ISIS? We don't know that she wouldn't be. We don't know that a Barack Obama's not.
Well, she claimed that Barack Obama wouldn't answer a 3 a.m. phone call. Well, she was almost right by about 12 hours. She wouldn't answer the phone call, and he didn't answer the phone call when it came to Benghazi. And, you know, how do you reconcile that? And then Bill's saying, well, you know, you can drop her anywhere, and she's going to get the job done. Where have we seen that happen?
She gets the job done, all right, doesn't she? Especially looking in the face of these mothers that lost their children in Benghazi and saying, what difference does it make anymore now?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, who doesn't say, I am so sorry? I'm so sorry. What difference does it make when these lives were lost? You know, well, Lauren, and it could have been different. So, yeah.
Well, going back to what you were talking about earlier about, you know, stepping up and making your voice heard, you know, I will give you a warning. A good friend of mine sent me an email yesterday, and the subject line was the end of democracy, the end of the Democratic Party, the end of the Republican Party. That was in the subject line. You know, Microsoft stopped it. It wouldn't allow the email to go through.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm saying it with that type of inflection. Why should I be surprised? But, wow, is there anything that can be done?
Well, no, because that's the again, they're forcing everybody to drink the grape juice. If we don't drink the grape juice and we don't follow the line, I don't care if it's Google, if it's Microsoft, if it's Facebook, they're, you know, and even though Zuckerberg would sit there with a straight face and say, no, it's all well, we got it all under control. Really? I mean, he was confronted about this in front of his stockholders, and, you know, he just basically shined it on. So what he had to say to conservatives and others, different story than what he said in an open forum with his stockholders.
Well, because if everybody's in la-la land, if we just say, oh, then everybody's going to go, oh, that's wonderful, that's great, that's pretty. That's what they want to believe. And this is the thing we need to be praying, and this is the thing that's been burning on my heart with this election, that it is fair.
Exactly.
You know, I'm saying that the votes are counted correctly, that it's fair, because you know, I'm hoping it's going to be a landslide, but I did 4 years ago, and I was disappointed. And so I'm just praying every day. We need to pray that any injustice, any things that are going on, you know, covertly that are deceitful will, you know, will be blasted up.
Exactly.
Things will be fair and things will be right. Because like you're talking about that happening, that should not be okay. And the average American probably doesn't even know it.
Exactly. Well, Lauren, we're out of time. Always, it goes so fast with you and me. Thank you so much for being with us. Lauren Kitchen-Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. Say goodnight.
Goodnight, Leslie. Goodnight, Ricky. Goodnight, all of you family.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases, though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer. Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Would you like to...